Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are on our last day this week of really 2 weeks going through Hebrews chapter 10. And we've been going through some great, powerful verses that I've really been taking to heart and honestly taking to the bank in my own life, just as I've been going through some things and really going deep with the Lord in these different ways and different areas of sufferings and different areas of frustration and trial, and really just living in the confidence of the hope that I have. And really trusting the Lord to protect me, trusting the Lord to defend me, and taking a lot of refuge in the fact that the Lord sees me, He knows me, He will protect me, and my endurance and my sufferings are not for nothing. And that actually, as I lean into those sufferings, as I lean into enduring in this race, He will give me strength. He will give me what I need to keep going. He will give me what I need to see who I am in Christ. He will raise me up on eagle's wings. And in Him, it may be hard, it may be difficult, but I won't get tired. And so we want to continue talking about that. I encourage you to go listen to the episodes this week, because we talk about judgment. We talk about eternal rewards yesterday, which is really interesting from a Catholic perspective. And so we just want to wrap up these last few verses here today. And as we've been doing this week, we want to read a psalm. And I've just been going through the psalm starting in Psalm 1. And it's been crazy, because especially this week, the psalms have been really powerful for me. And I have not read them ahead of time. Again, we're going to read Psalm 11. I'm just going through one by one. I have not read it ahead of time for the prayer. And so we're just going to pray. And even through praying these psalms, the Lord is really speaking to us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. In the Lord I take refuge. How then can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bows. They set their arrows against the strings to shoot from the shadows. At the upright in heart, when the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord is on His heavenly throne. He observes everyone on earth. His eyes examine them. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked, those who love violence, He hates with a passion. On the wicked He will rain fiery coals and burning sulfur. A scorching wind will be their lot. For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice, and the upright will see His face. Thank you, Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, it's amazing. I was just saying this. This is, if you've been listening during the week and you just read Psalm 11, this is so much of what we've been talking about in Hebrews 10. The Lord is righteous. He loves justice. The upright will see His face. This psalm is amazing. And just this comfort that we have from the Lord is in His temple. He is on His heavenly throne. He examines the righteous. On the wicked, He will rain fiery coals and burning sulfur. And it's just this thing of like, again, we're saying sometimes we're walking in our lives and we're enduring suffering and we're like, Lord, don't you see me? And again, friends, I've said this like 3 days this week of just the comfort that the Lord wants to give you and the confidence He wants to give you. Say, Lord, just say to Him, Lord, in you I take refuge. Wherever you're at, whatever you're experiencing in your heart, whatever struggles you're facing, Lord, in you I take refuge, because you are in your holy temple. You are in your holy temple. This is so powerful. And this is a little bit, again, what we're going to continue to talk about today. And again, we haven't been reading these psalms ahead of time, but they're going perfectly according to what we're going to talk about. And so I want to pick up at 10:36, and I want to read these last couple of verses here. Hebrews 10:36. For you have need of endurance, so that you may do the will of God and receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one shall come and shall not tarry. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and keep their souls. So again, we talked about that yesterday, that need of endurance. Why? So we may do the will of God and receive what is promised. What's promised? Being with Him forever, the beatific vision. Within the beatific vision, those degrees of glory that God is giving us from our suffering, from our endurance, that as we run the race, As we continue toward him, we're receiving rewards for our heavenly home. And so we prayed yesterday for endurance. But I love this in 37, for yet a little while, and the coming one shall come and shall not tarry, but my righteous one shall live by faith. When it says for yet a little while, it makes me think of what we read at the beginning of the week where it says the day is coming, right? The day that's drawing near. And I think a lot of times when we think of that day, when we think of the day of judgment, we're like, ah, I'm not ready. I need to get to confession. I'm not ready for the world to end. Or like, I have so much to do on the earth. And those are totally understandable reactions. But there's a way, I think, that in which the Lord wants to cultivate in his people a desire for that day. And as I said at the beginning of this episode and a couple other episodes, there's a way in which, friends, this builds our endurance. Living in expectation for that coming day when the coming one shall come and not tarry. What is he talking about there? He's saying there will be a day coming. There's a day coming in the future. We don't know if it's going to be tomorrow. We don't know how long it's going to be, but there is a day coming when Christ will return. When Christ will come back. And yes, there's some fear we have for that day, for the ways that we've sinned on the earth. But if we've repented, we can have confidence. And as we read this, this reality that Christ is coming back, it should give us endurance. Because no matter what we're going through, we can look forward to and say, he is coming. And as I was reading this morning, for yet a little while, and the coming one shall come and shall not tarry. As I was reading that, I was just incredibly comforted, and I was drawn into Revelation 19. And there's a beautiful passage in Revelation 19 where it describes Jesus getting ready to come again. And I came across this passage as I was listening to some old gospel songs. There's this one old gospel song that we sang. I think I talked about it on the show that I've been listening to a lot. And I remember singing it at my grandfather's funeral, and it's, I know that my Redeemer lives. And it says, my flesh, it will be destroyed, but with my eyes, I will see God. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and I will stand with him on that day. And then the beginning of the second verse says, oh, my heart, it yearns within me for the day when Jesus returns. My heart, it burns within me for the day when Jesus shall reign. And just this burning that comes in the heart of the believer for that day when Jesus Christ will rule over all the earth. And I want to read this passage that is connected to this passage in Hebrews from Revelation 19, starting in verse 11. It's from John's vision. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat upon it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name inscribed which no one knows but himself. He is clad in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, followed him on white horses. From his mouth issues a sharp sword with which to smite the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread on the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has a name inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is the description of the day that is to come. And there's more description that I want to read in a minute. But it says in Hebrews, we read, the coming one will come and he will not tarry. It means he won't wait. He'll come quickly. He won't leave you. He'll come quickly. And this is the description of the one is to come. He rides on a white horse. His name is Faithful and True. He can be trusted, and he's perfectly righteous. And so with righteousness, he judges and he makes war. He's clad in a robe dipped in blood. Why is there blood on his robe? Because he has come to make war with every evil that stands against you, everything that's ever harmed you, every endurance, every abuse, every affliction, every suffering, every evil that you've endured that's overtaken your life, even the sin that is manifesting you. He climbs and mounts his white horse and he comes back to fight for you. He makes war on everything that will come against you. And because he's perfectly just and perfectly righteous, He knows exactly what to come for. He is the one who sees you, who can protect you. The coming one is coming on the day to come. And friends, we can only endure if we long for it. He's followed by the armies of heaven arrayed in white. From his mouth issues a sword that will smite the nations. He will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. This gives us comfort and hope that on the day that is to come, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who has all power and authority, will return. And just a chapter later, John continues to describe this day, the day that the one who is to come mounts his white horse and comes to fight for you. What will happen on that day? He says this in Revelation 21, that I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne of God saying, behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. We read in Hebrews what we just read, that we should not shrink back by faith. We should not shrink back in our souls and be destroyed, but we should live by faith and press into endurance. We can live by faith in my life. I can live by faith because I have the hope that this is what is to come, that I have a Savior who's coming for me on his white horse to make war on everything that has ever brought me pain. And that right now, the circumstances that no one sees, that right now, that person may not stop treating me the way they're treating me. I may not have that circumstance change. I may not get what I'm waiting for. The suffering in your life may not go away. No one will ever maybe see what you're going through. Whatever the pain is that you're in, friends, you can endure because you have the hope. You have a God who says, on that day, I will wipe away every tear from your eye. There'll be no more death. There'll be no more pain. The thing that is weighing you down, the situation in your life. The other day I was praying in the chapel and I had multiple situations where I was like, Lord, this seems impossible. And this is what I was praying with. That I can live my life in hope in the impossibility of the natural situations because there is one named Jesus who is coming to fight for me. And when he comes, he will destroy all of my enemies. He will wipe away every tear from my eye. He will destroy death. He will destroy my suffering. And he will make me new. And because of that, I can endure. You can endure. And so friends, we entrust ourselves to God. We entrust our suffering. Lord, give us endurance and allow us to see this image of you mounting a horse to come and protect us. Friends, if you feel unprotected, if you feel alone, if you feel sad, if you feel discouraged, think of the mighty one, the faithful one who is true, riding to get you, to bring you home to the Father. God bless you.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.